This is
Well,
Tim
I'll
Anderson.
do it.
This is Jim from Elkton, Maryland, and I'm going to be NSD by the spring of 2005.
Yeah, you will, Jim. Welcome. We are on a special edition of a True Team call.
Robert Clay, Junction.
It's Tony San Diego.
We want you to introduce yourself. This is a little special here. I'm stealing OH's job for the evening. I want you to introduce yourself. I want you to proclaim, if you're going to make NSD and you're part of this group that's claiming NSD, I want you to say it out loud. Tell me your name, where you're from, and where you're going. And then star six your phone, please.
Robert Clay, going to be NSD, and I'm from Apache Junction.
Yeah, you are, Robert. I'm proud of you.
How's that vote?
I'm proud of you, buddy. The boat ain't there yet, but I got it nailed down to which one I'm hunting for. I'm just waiting for a distressed buyer now.
There you go.
This is Stephanie and Chandler.
Stephanie, I want to meet you.
A distressed seller. Don't mess with Stephanie. That's my Steph.
You got it, bitch.
I want to meet her. I got to meet somebody in Arizona that's on the same team, you know.
Brandon Dew from Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome, Brandon. Brand new broker. Just signed up on Thursday. Welcome to you. If you're just dialing
before the year is up, and I'm
all right. If you're just dialing in tonight, this is a special edition of the True Team. It's actually going to be an advanced training call, but everybody's welcome. It will be kind of advanced, so the new brokers, just hold on. Don't freak. Call your sponsor after the call. We want you to tell us your name, where you're from, and make your declaration, your statement that you're going to make national sales director. Let's hear you say it, and then star six your phone.
Hi, this is Joel from Boston, and I'm going to make national sales director by the end of the year.
Hi, this is Steve Holt from Spartanburg, South Carolina. I'm going to make national sales director by September 27th.
Steve, Ken Trunk, Peoria, Illinois. I will be a national sales director by December 31st.
You guys sound great, and you're just right on track, man.
Hey, Steve, it's Scott, and I am a national sales director, but I'll be Founders Ring by convention in June.
I know you will, Scott. I know
Steve,
you will.
This is Elsie McKibben, and I'm planning currently on being a national sales director in at least 6 months.
Elsie, we are so proud of you.
Well, thank you, but I'm going to try awfully hard. I want to do this. I've got to do it. I'm going to do it.
Elsie, you are going to do it, and we are so proud of you. We're with you every bit of the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Hi, Steve. It's Patty Pfeiffer.
Hey, Patty, tell us where you're from, and tell us where you're going.
I am from Missouri, and I am going to the top.
Yes, you are, Patty. Welcome.
Hey, it's Michelle Juno from Missouri also, and Tim and I are going to the top by March 1st. We will be NSDs by then.
Michelle, I know you and Tim are. Congratulations and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
This is Gloria Musichek from Ohio, and I'm going to be a national sales director by my birthday next year in October.
Hi, Michelle, and I know you will be. Congratulations and welcome to the call.
Hi, hey, this is Jennifer Christofferson. I'm from Denver, Georgia. I just signed up yesterday, and I hope to be NSD within a year.
Tell me your name from Georgia, brand new broker.
Jennifer Christofferson.
Jennifer, it's a pleasure to meet you. Welcome to Ameriplan and the True Team, and we welcome you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Peter and Eleanor from Houston.
I love Peter and Eleanor Chan, and they are going to be
your next national sales director is after
Daniel. I'm counting on you, Eleanor, and I know you will be. Me and Scott need you so bad.
Hey, Steve, Eric Whittington out of New York, and I will be National Sales Director by January 2005.
Eric, I know you will, buddy.
All
good
right,
to
brother.
Hear you, man.
Hi, Shelly Jones from Kirkwood, New York, and I will be NSD within the next 8 months.
All right, Shelly, I'm proud of you.
Hey, Carol, this is Deborah in Texas.
Hey, Deb, say it.
I'm going to be NSD.
I know you are, Deb.
This is Carol Harris from El Paso, Illinois. And I'm determined.
Listen, we are on a special edition of the True Team special training conference call. It's really kind of advanced, but everybody is welcome. What we want you to do is to tell me your name. My name is Steve Luxenberg, founder of True Team. I would love to meet you right now. So please tell me your name, where you're from, part of a group claiming national sales director, please say it out loud. And then please star six your telephone in order to mute out the background noise.
Steve, this is Mike from Amarillo, NSD in June.
All right.
Linda Coletti from Tennessee, claiming to be national sales director.
And you will be.
Hey. Jeff Flanagan in Laurinburg, North Carolina, hoping to be NSD by 2005.
No hope. It's a real thing when you claim it.
Alice Hickey, I want to be NSD by March 31st.
Alice, you will be if you want to be.
Hello, Hello, Riley. From Tupelo, Mississippi, ESD. Will be National Sales Director by December 18th this year.
All right.
Is Ed Palmer from New York City. I'm under Deborah Villanueva.
All right, Daniel. All right, guys. Check it in. You sound great. Tell us your name, where you're from, proclaim where you're going, and please star six your phone to knock out the background noise.
Hey, I'm from Minnesota.
National sales director by December. I must be national sales director by December.
This is Betty Ann Mitchell. I'm from South Kentucky, and I'm claiming to be national sales director by March 26th. 2005.
Dick in Arizona, National Sales Director by 6 months.
All right, Dick.
Mark Leagy, Wisconsin. I will be a National Sales Director April
1st, 2005. North Platte, Nebraska. National Sales Director. Will be.
All right, you guys sound great. I want to hear you sound excited. Check in. Tell me your name, where you're from, proclaim where you're going, and then always remember conference call etiquette, star six your phone when you get done speaking.
Hey, Roberta.
Kate Peterson, National Sales Director of Baltimore.
Greg Barmore up in New York, NSD by next year.
Right, Lana Greg. From Texas, NSD next year.
Yeah, Lana.
From Lancaster, NSD by December.
Go, Mark.
This is the new broker, Dale, from Illinois.
Welcome, Dale.
Steve, Don Trippett, San Antonio, Texas, NSD within 6 months.
It's all yours, Triple T.
Hey, Steve, Andy Mills, Wichita, Kansas, National Sales Director by December 31st, 2004.
Very proud of you, Andy. Very proud of your run right now, son.
Roberta from Nebraska, NSD within a year.
Yeah, Roberta.
Hey, this is Dale from Alabama, NSD by the first of the year.
I'm sure of that, Dale, and I'm believing it.
Callie Woodruff from Louisville, Mississippi, will be a sales director in the year 2005.
Hi, Steve. Dale Nicholson from Iowa City. We'll be NSD the end of January.
Callie, I heard that.
Hi, Steve. This is Glenda, Noble, North Carolina, and I will be a national sales director in the year 2005.
Everybody,
NSD, 12 months. You guys sound great out there, Ameriplan. This is a special edition of the Dream Conference Call, and I want you to tell us your name, where you're from, proclaim where you're going, and always remember to star six your phone after you talk so others can.
Steve, this is Jennifer in Tupelo, Mississippi. I will be a national sales director by January 18, 2005.
All right, Jennifer.
Hey, Steve, Joe Calentine, Cincinnati, Ohio. Originally planned NSD by summer. We're going to kick it up a notch and make it by spring next year.
You go, man.
And this is Leroy Goss from Tupelo, Mississippi. Hope to be NSD by this time next year.
You will be, Leroy.
Nancy Angel, Prescott, Arizona, NSD 2005.
I know that, Nancy. Congratulations. Tell us your name. We're going to get started in a second. Tell us your name, where you're from, proclaim where
Angela,
you're going.
New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, Hexman Unity, Maine, NSD by June.
Hi, Steve. This is Sharon Duggar from St. Petersburg, Florida. I will be NSD by this time next year.
I know you will, Sharon. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tina and I celebrate with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
William Riley from Kentucky. Plan on being NSD next year.
All right, we're gonna have just one more minute. Tell us your name, where you're from, proclaim you're going to be at NSD, then we start the call.
Jay Whitmore, Eager, Arizona, NSD next year.
Hi, Steve. Elder Smith, Aurora, Illinois, NSD by January 2005.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
That's a lot of fun. Truly the best part of the call. OH, you've been rubbing me for so very long. I just might start dialing in early just to get a chance to hear these, you know, I mean, I'm emailing with so many of you, and to hear you just say your name and where you're from and say that you're going to make National Sales Director this year, next year, choosing a month, setting a date is very exciting for me. And I really wanted to talk to you tonight. Those of you that have specifically were on the call last Wednesday night that follow the TruTeam conference calls that are basically claiming right now National Sales Director. It's really a special call for you. However, if you're already a National Sales Director or if you're a new broker, you're welcome on this call. Really, it's an open call welcome for anyone. No doubt it may seem a little bit overwhelming for those of you that are brand new brokers. Brandon just signed up Thursday. Julie just signed up yesterday. A couple of brand new brokers introducing themselves. Some of this is going to seem a bit overwhelming. Don't worry about it. All you need to do is stay plugged in, and you'll catch up because this freight train is moving, and you're on it now. And you just got to get acclimated to the speed of it. For truly, we are the fastest growing team in the history of Ameriplan, in the history of network marketing, with the number one position in internet marketing. And we do this as a team, and we know how to do it with a proven system. The first thing I want you to write down as you take notes tonight is Anaheim, California. In Anaheim, California. Jules, what are the dates in Anaheim? 8th and 9th. October 8th and 9th. It's coming up in just 3 weeks. We're having our fall leadership conference in Anaheim. Now, you haven't heard me say a lot about this. And I have to be very careful what I say because I'm like promised the secrecy here. And I'm going to be very careful dancing around it the whole next 50 minutes. But I know something that you don't know. And I'm privileged to know it, being very, very close to the owners of our company and the top leaders of our company. But, man, I was also told if I let this go, I'm toast. So I'm not going to let it go. But I will give you the direction to now fully capitalize on it. And those of you that follow, for truly, you must lie, cheat, and steal, right? Steal, you remember what steal is? Copy everything you can from those that have succeeded before you. Steal their success. Steal their system. Steal their strategy. Don't reinvent the wheel. Man, I've gotten some phenomenal phone calls this week. I'm going to talk to you more about that. But let me talk to you about Anaheim coming up in 3 weeks. You can go into your broker support website and sign up. It's $99 for the event. Fly in on Friday afternoon so you can be at the Barrel of Cash. See if you can stir up a prospect in Anaheim to meet you there. All day Saturday, and then we fly out Sunday morning. The tickets are really cheap right now. There's not a lot of people flying around because of hurricanes and all that kind of freaky stuff going on. Buy your tickets for Anaheim now. Julie and I can't wait to meet you. Let me tell you, meeting me is no big deal, really. You'll just say, well, that's what you look like, and then when you talk to me, you'll say, yep. He's really as intense as he is on the phone. It's no big deal. But meeting Julie, it's really the whole event because she's the heartbeat of TruTeam. She's the TruTeam queen. We can't wait to hug your neck. We want to see you in Anaheim, and we know a little bit about what's going to go down there. Hint, hint. go to Anaheim. Meet us in Anaheim. You know, I've been to every event that Ameriplan has put on ever since I made RSD. When I was a new broker or right about RSD, I was six weeks into the business event. I think it was in Atlanta. I didn't go. But you know what? I was already articulating my commitment to go to the top. On one side of my mouth, I'm saying, I'm telling my sponsor, Michael, I'm going to the top with this thing. I'm going to be a national sales director in Ameriplan. My back is in the corner. I have no choice but to succeed with this. Failure is not an option. And I'm blowing off the fast track thing that I'm supposed to be doing and telling him I'm going all the way, going all the way, going all the way. My commitment was being articulated 5-10 times a day. I was telling everybody, no doubt about it, but I missed the first event. And really, it's proof of something, and it's probably where most people are. It's very easy to make a commitment and say the words. Now, I want to help you to move that into action. Action for you is going to cost a great deal to make your commitment a reality. I want to talk to you about this commitment. I want to talk to you about how long it takes to make NSD. I want to talk to you about the journey that you're committed to. And I want to give you the real direction, action, of what's hot, what's not, and the strategy of what we're going to do now in order to capitalize on what I know now. And I can't say any more than that. So don't, you know, I've got about 5 or 6 nationals. Don't call me tonight and say, well, what is it? And think I'm going to I can't let you in on this. My life has been threatened, but I can articulate a strategy to match what I know. And I can tell you this, if you knew what I knew, you would not sleep tonight, number one. And number two, you would go ahead and sell Grandpa's shotgun or Aunt Mary's fishing gear, if it was necessary, at a garage sale this week in order to spend the $99 and the airfare, $250 round trip, whatever it is, to go to Anaheim. It's going to be really good. And if you spend $300, $400, $500 doing it, I promise you this. Meeting me ain't no big deal. Meeting Julie is the biggest part of the event. But the special training and workshops, including the workshop I'm doing, but not exclusively, and the special announcement and Ameriplan Health, and what's unfolding and supercharging by rubbing shoulders with the winners is going to triple your money. So if you spend $500 getting there, I promise you you're going to make $1,500 to $15,000 as a result of being there. This is worthy of a sacrifice. I wouldn't tell you to go unless I knew this was something that was a big mega score for you. So I'm endorsing this here fully and now. Let's meet in Anaheim. We can't wait to just hug your neck, share the excitement, the special announcements, the special training, and the time that we'll have together. The result of your commitment will have a huge return on investment. Now, we're talking about commitment here, and most of you that are on the call specifically have been following True Team training, and you're properly plugged in. I want to talk to you just for a second before I talk about this commitment about being plugged in, because the first part of your commitment to be successful in Ameriplan is being plugged in. This is extraordinary importance for the new broker all the way to the NSD. If you're not plugged in, you will miss the boat. The boat leaves often. The boat moves frequently. The boat has a lot of stops and twists and turns. We have a proven system. There's no doubt about it. The scoreboard don't lie. We rock the top of the scoreboard. The top recruiters, the top income earners, the fastest growers on the team, that's it. That's who we are. We are the number one fastest growing team in the history of Ameriplan. And we've done this by remaining plugged in and getting a little bit of an advantage in a lot of little areas. You see, if you can get a 5% advantage in and what leads to buy, what's hot, what's not, what vendors to use, how to close, broker retention. If you could get 5% in internet marketing, follow-up, new broker training, then you're in a huge way and outshine all others. We specialize in staying on the cutting edge. The only way that you can capitalize on that is to always be plugged in. I've never missed a conference call since the day that I joined the Ameriplan 3 years and 21 days ago. I've never missed a conference call or an event since the day I joined the Ameriplan 3 years and 21 days ago. I never missed an event. I never missed a training. I never missed a base shop call. I never missed. You say, man, you know, that's a lot. I'm getting all these emails about all these calls and all this stuff. That's just taking my time away from writing business. Let me tell you something, my friend. That's called stinking thinking. You better change your mind on that very, very quickly. You're never sacrificing anything to be properly equipped, educated, informed, trained, and inspired. If you're just working this business 10 hours a week and you're on the 1 hour True Team call and the 1 hour team call, let me tell you, the 8 hours you put in to dialing, smiling, and closing are going to be 10 times more productive than if you'd have done 10 hours without us. You're in business for yourself, but you better not try to do this by yourself or you're going to end up a bankrupt loser, part of the attrition that we all experience. Plug in. Always be plugged in. Don't miss any of these calls. I got a lot of emails from people saying, man, I heard it was great. Did you record it? No, we didn't record it. I've got all the equipment to record it. I don't know how to use it. I got the mic. I'm going to find me a geek that'll come over here and show me how to do it, save it, and upload it, and we'll have recordings. We lost all of our old recordings. We'll start over again. But it's never the same on the recording anyway. Although that's a powerful tool and we will use it, it's never the same as being live and plugged in. So the number one part of your commitment, and you did make a commitment, and I've tried to answer every one of those emails. If you wrote me an email and proclaimed you're going to be a national sales director in Ameriplan, then I answered your email. Except for about 16. I got 16 left to go, and then maybe some of the first 16 that came in. You know, I wasn't able to write a lot when 200 people email me, and then we get 200 more support emails and 200 more issue emails and 200 more I quit emails. Julie and I fight hard at True Team Support to keep up. But everybody that's making a commitment to make national sales director that emails me at steve@trueteam.net will get a reply, a personal reply from me, where I'm agreeing and claiming it and believing it for you. And then the training that we're doing right now is going to take you step by step. I'm not going to ask you to make this kind of a commitment and then say, God bless you, good luck, and goodbye. I'm not going to do that. Going to walk you through it with some specific strategy. Now, if you will follow what I teach you to do, step by step, if you will not veer 1 degree to the left or 1 degree to the right, I will tell you exactly how to do it, coach you through it, what's hot, what's not, how to get it done. I'll tell you how long it's going to take, how much it's going to cost, and how to work it to capitalize it to build your check. But here's the disclosure and the disclaimer. If you veer 1 degree to the left or 1 degree to the right, you will not be one of the success stories that shares next year at convention. You will say, dang it, I better get back on the proven system. All those people made it, and I went off track. Listen, you make a commitment to make national sales director of Ameriplan, and it's going to cost you an awful lot. It's going to cost you a great deal of time, of dedication, of work ethic, of focus, and you're going to have to be teachable. And the number one thing that you're doing that must be commended is you're plugged in. You're on this call tonight, and you're properly plugged in. Don't ever think we have too many conference calls, too many training calls, or too many meetings. Everybody that I've ever met in Ameriplan making money, everybody that I've ever met in America making money is always, always, always plugged in. We have not one Lone Ranger in our company. Not one. We're interco-dependent upon each other, and I want to talk to you about the commitment necessary to fulfill your goal and your dream. First of all, Julie and I want to say a huge thanks for the calls and the emails that we've received this week from people that responded to our call and claimed the action to make National Sales Director. Extraordinarily overwhelming to us, really. Very overwhelming. And to be your upline and to be a part of your business is truly a privilege to us. We want to thank you for being our business partners. And we want to talk to you about the follow-up necessary behind your commitment in order to see this happen. So underneath of commitment, I want you to write the word, as you already wrote, plugged in. And we call plugged in making every conference call without exception. Now, if you have a work schedule that keeps you from a conference call, then the best thing you could do is to get your upline, your downline, or your crossline a $14 Radio Shack recorder and tape it yourself. Whatever it takes, don't miss a conference call. The system is proven. The system is fluid. Things are happening, and you need to be on the cutting edge of those things. When you take action, when the word is given, you will score. When you sit with the paralysis of analysis and then take action after, what you're going to find is the play is already over. The whistle's already been blown. We're on to the next play now. You ever seen an orchestra conductor? I don't know what they hold in their hand. Looks like chopsticks to me. Love to eat that sushi. Looks like they hold two chopsticks. And they gather up in front of their orchestra and they lift up their arms, and when they bring it down the first time, the first note is struck. Those who strike on the calling make the orchestra. Those who don't get left behind. Strike while the iron is hot. Strike where the iron is hot. Be committed to be plugged in. Don't miss a tune here if you really want to make this happen. Following up your commitment, I want to talk to you about this commitment. Not only being plugged in, the next note is follow-up. You see, you've got to follow up upon your commitment. And I'll tell you, one of the greatest issues we've ever had in business and the greatest issues we've ever had in network marketing and the greatest issues we've ever had in Ameriplan, for we're not an exception on this, is attrition, broker retention. I've watched brokers cancel that have been more than halfway to financial freedom, but they never knew it. But they could not comprehend follow-up. And now here's a big word, and I want you all to be an expert on this word. It's delayed gratification. I want you to write down delayed gratification. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever done a word study. I've done some word studies in my life. And I want you to look up the word delayed in the dictionary and write it down. And then look up the word gratification in the dictionary and write it down. And then I want you to put the two together. Delayed gratification. You can add a little bit of your own wording to it. Just don't change the meaning of it. Webster did fine. And then I want you to email that to me, just like you did your commitment to National Sales Director. To Steve at TrueTeam.net. Copy it to your sponsor. and your upline. Half of the emails I got, by the way, were not copied to the sponsor and upline. No, no, no. You can't be unplugged from your sponsor and your upline. That's not part of the proven system. Those are called Lone Ranger failures, and we watch them cancel. Those that are plugged in properly to the team, to their upline, to what's happening, those are called successful entrepreneurs. Some people in America like to call them millionaires. You copy this CC to your upline, to your sponsor. Delayed gratification, a word study, it's a homework assignment. Many of you will go to Webster.com and knock this out in 40 seconds. Some of you will put a little more thought into it, but I want to know that you understand delayed gratification, because we live in an instant world of gratification. I mean instant coffee, just add water. Microwave oven, garage door opener. Everything is, you know, the kids coming up today have never seen a television where you get up and walk over to it and change the channel. And I'm not all that old, but my kids have never seen the TV where you go over and change the channel, all right? Delayed gratification is the fruit of legitimate business. You're going to define it. You're going to understand it. But let me tell you, delayed gratification is what you get for doing legitimate business. Now, I'll just take a second and tell you about instant gratification. In business, instant gratification is called scam, scheme, or lottery. This is no scam. This is no scheme. This is no lottery. There is no instant gratification regarding financial freedom. There is delayed gratification to get your financial freedom. This takes time. We do not have a 3-month plan to financial freedom. We do not have a 6-month plan to financial freedom. Less than a handful of humans have ever done it in 12 months. Warrior champions do it in 24 months to 36 months. Most of our NSDs got their $100,000 a year in residual income in 2 to 4 years. Delayed gratification is essential for legitimate business. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not the lottery. There's no scamming here. We're going to actually teach you how to be an entrepreneur, how to own and operate your own business. And next week, I'm going to do a special call on taxes, the independent business owner and their taxes. Not that I'm a tax expert, nor am I going to probably have one on the phone, but we are actually working through every subject of entrepreneurial small business ownership, what makes America the greatest nation in the world. It's a fantastic training, life training. I brought my children into it for life training. You won't get this in college. You won't get it working for anyone else. This is the only place you're going to get it, and you need to understand delayed gratification. Now, I'm not saying there's no instant gratification in the things we do. It's very cool to get advance checks from Ameriplan. They're instantly gratifying. It's very cool to get thank you emails from your downline to see them perform. It's very gratifying to see your team growing. It's gratifying when people are thankful and producing. There's a lot of instant gratification involved. But the ultimate gratification, as you and I know, is in the paycheck. You know, I mean, we can be here for a lot of recognition and a lot of reasons, but gee whiz, we got to have a paycheck to back it up. And the delayed gratification of building your own business will truly be the most difficult endeavor of your journey. For you must back up your commitment, remain plugged in and producing, understanding that you're working for delayed gratification. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. You've got to build something here. Rome wasn't built in a day. And then, finally, under your commitment, which is point number two in this note, you've got to claim it. We started claiming this week by asking you to write to me and put it in writing and copy it to your sponsor, and y'all have done a great job with that. I've gotten some of the most wonderful emails that I'm going to save for life. So many of them I've wanted to turn around and send to the whole team and let you read what other people have written. Some of them are just way too personal. I can't get them out to you. It's a phenomenal level of claiming and committing to what you're going to do. Now, one of the reasons why I called this call, besides telling you something special is coming and I've got a strategy specifically for you that I get to next in my outline, one of the reasons for calling this call is that a lot of people have claimed National Sales Director by October, by January, by the jam. They're looking at like 90-day periods of time, and then I go and look them up in the computer, and they may have just made RSD, or they may not have yet made RSD. And I let me tell you what, when I named True Team, I meant it with all my heart. You may not like me, and I may not be politically correct, and I may not be the most eloquent, sweetest guy you'll ever meet, but I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? You're not going to lay your head on the pillow tonight and wonder what I meant on that training call. There's going to be no way you've got to read between the lines and wonder what to do. So understand me, for all of you that are very excited in claiming National Sales Director, it's not a 90-day project, okay? Now, it's not that it hasn't been done in 90 days. I'm sure two or three humans have done it in 90 days, and those superhumans had stuff set up that would make yours and mine head spin, like they had it all lined up before they started, and three buddies agreed, and they had it all lined up, and their little clique sat at the country club and la la la. That's, no. It took me 15 months to make National Sales Director. I was working a full-time job, and I was working Ameriplan more than as a full-time job. You say, when did you sleep? Not much. I was sacrificing. That's the steal in lie, cheat, and steal, right? I was stealing time away from anything not getting me there. It took me 15 months to make National Sales Director part-time, and I guarantee you that working part-time, I was working more than probably any other full-time broker in Ameriplan. It's been done in 9 months. Rick Weidel, Don Moore, Janine Andrews, some of those people have done it in well under a year. And there are people that have done it quickly, but you understand they're like a handful of humans. They're super champion warriors, those people that do it in 9 months. You know, there's a guy out there, Don Moore, did it in like 8 months part-time working his full-time business. Man, he got three of the right people in the right place at the right time and did it miraculously. But that is not the norm. And I want to talk to you about a champion pace that's a normal champion pace. If you make NSD by October, November, December, January, the 18th, somebody said the 18th of December, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. What you would have to do between now and then would be so extraordinary. God bless your insomniac soul. You don't even have time to eat or sleep anymore to go there between now and then. Realistically speaking, you're going to have to do some things to build this, to knock out the structure, and it takes time. And, yep, the next word is structure. Structure. All right, so we're talking about claiming it here. And we're talking about articulating your commitment. This is part of the commitment. You're going to knock out the structure. You're going to get three people that are fully committed like we are committed to this work ethic and to this business and to this discipline and to this system to senior regional sales director. When you get three people to senior, you're a national. A senior has three RSDs. Many of you on the call are still working toward RSD. Let me give you a big hint. If you want to get on the fast track, the National Sales Director, and see this happen in the year 2005, then you need to knock out Regional Sales Director immediately. You just need to knock that out so you can qualify for the RSD Commission. So when we take you to the next level in the internet marketing, you got a little cash flow for an advertising budget. And now we're getting close to the meat and potatoes of where we're going here, okay? But we're talking about claiming National Sales Director. Nothing wrong with setting a great goal to say you're going to do it in 90 days. We readjust our goals. That's not a problem. But I want you to know that 12 months to NSD is super duper duper super duper. All right, I did it in 15, and I ain't in bad shape holding the record here to 150 grand. So this is not something that is, you know, normally done in 90 days. There's some delayed grant. You're building something worthwhile here. Back to claiming it. You know, I sent out a couple of reminders about articulating it verbally, and I want to tell you that from the moment that I signed my Ameriplan application sitting at my sponsor's dining room table to the moment that I sat down and talked to the first prospect, to the moment that I went to the first event, or when anybody else, my wife, my kids, or my parents, wanted to know what's going on, I told them out loud, I'm going to be a National Sales Director at Ameriplan. I'm going all the way to the top. I'm going to wear a founder's ring on my hand that has that symbolizes my six-figure residual income. Most of them, except my sponsor, said, yeah, great, good, I'm going to help you all the way. But other than him, everybody else thought I was a screwball. My dad, God bless his soul, had got to live to see the reality of it. But for him, you know, it was like, what is that? How does that work? Oh, that's one of them pyramid schemes. I'd go down and see him, and he'd say, how's that pyramid scheme of yours going? Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Man, I went through all that, you know. By the way, they weren't chuckling too much when all them real checks started coming in. Now I get to buy them tickets to go on shopping trips to New York and all kinds of other stuff that I do, and it's a blessing to help my family. But when you start claiming this, you're going to find that probably your sponsor, your upline, and me are the only ones saying, yeah, go, girl, congratulations, claim it. Now, I want you to understand a principle and why this is so important. And I'm not going to get over religious on you. But there's a verse in the Bible that's probably one of the truest things I've ever heard in all of my life. I've seen this come to pass. And you could write this down. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let me alliterate that a little bit. Whatever you think you are in your mind, that's what you are. You are what you are today based upon believing it in your mind. If you believe in your mind that you're a welfare mom living in a trailer, that is your destiny, and may God bless the Social Security and welfare system, then that's what you are. If you believe in your mind that you're a winner, that you're an achiever, that you are successful, then that's what you'll be. Now, you can't write an email to me and claim National Sales Director and then mope around all day long saying stuff like, just my luck. All right? I want you to take just my luck and delete it from your vocabulary. I want you to take I hope so and delete it from your vocabulary. That's an improper use of hope. That is not the proper use of hope. Maybe I'll try my best. Those are things that need to be deleted from the National Sales Director's vocabulary. You'll meet the 200 of us in Anaheim in 3 weeks, and you won't find a one of us with our head down and our mouth mealy saying, I hope so. I'm trying. Yeah, that's Sounds good. And then we go off in the corner and we're whining. Just my luck, I missed the last elevator. Oh, there's no more room at the table with True Team. That figures. That's the way it always goes for me. You start speaking defeat into your life. No, you better stop speaking defeat into your life. Because the reality that most people have never been trained or properly raised to speak victory into their life. We're brainwashed into speaking defeat into our lives. Prepare for the worst. Don't be disappointed. Oh, yeah, we're going to expect the best, but in the back of our mind, we're preparing for the worst, so we're not disappointed. Listen, you, whatever you think you are in your heart, that's what you're going to be. That's what you are. And I'll tell you another thing about claiming it. Not only do you speak it out loud, not only do you speak it in your mind, you better be careful who you're hanging out with, because you're never going to soar with the eagles if you're spending 8 hours a day clucking with chickens. There are some people in your life that are so absolutely defeated that they could speak you down. We call them dream stealers. They're stealing your dream. I remember as a kid growing up, there was a statement called pipe dream. And when one of us youngins would say, when I grow up, I'm going to fly airplanes. You pipe dreamer. You better just go get a C in algebra before I whip you. When I grow up, I'm gonna be the president. Yeah, you're pipe dreaming. I'm gonna marry a supermodel. Yeah, look in the mirror. You're pipe dreaming. People stealing your dream, saying you can't. You know, if you tell a man, and this is another Bible verse that's a powerful truth. These are all from the Old Testament. If you tell a man he's less than a man enough times, he begins to believe it. I'm so sorry for all of those and all of you that were raised by a parent that told you you couldn't, because the reality is that you can. How do I know that you can? How do I know that you can? Well, every time I go into a mini market and I meet an Indian, Afghanistan, foreign shop owner who's been in this country for a year or 2 years, every Patel that owns every Motel 8 across America, and I meet these immigrants that have just come to this country barely able to have sold everything they had just to get a passport and then start from scratch and make themselves millionaires within 24 months. Oh, I know you can. The only difference between you and them is they were more hungry than you. You were more spoiled than them, and somebody has poisoned your mind and brainwashed you with thinking. Well, let me tell you, you can. It don't matter how tall you are, how short you are, how big, how ugly, or how beautiful you are. It doesn't matter how educated you are. You don't need any experience. All you need to do is believe in you, work for it, understand delayed gratification, and stay in the game. Don't ever quit. Failure is not an option. You need to claim it. You need to say it out loud. You need to say it to yourself. You need to write it down, and you need to say it often. By the way, it's so cool to come back later with $10,000 checks and just kind of leave one laying around or something like that, you know. Man, I just deposited my first $10K check. And it's really cool to be able to go back to those people that didn't believe in you and show them the money. It's very, very cool. And when you do it with the right kind of humility and the right spirit, you're going to win an awful lot of people into financial freedom that otherwise thought you were nuts. They might have thought you were completely nuts. Let's move on now to the strategy of how to do this, okay? We've covered Anaheim. It's important for you to be there. I've told you the airfare is cheap now. Go on the Broker Support website, and there's only like 100 seats left. So it's going to sell out like right away. So go ahead and book it, and then book your airfare right now. It's as cheap as it could be. And that's important for this strategy, because I know what you don't know, and you want to know, and you want to be there. Number two is the commitment. You've made a commitment to make national sales director, because the average income of a national sales director in Ameriplan is over $100,000. I think it's like $117,000 or $111,000 a year. You want to be in there with those people. You've made a commitment. Now you need to follow up with your commitment with action. You need to understand delayed gratification. You have a homework assignment to define it and email it to me, steve@trutian.net. Always copy it to your sponsor. No Lone Rangers allowed here. You need to claim it, articulate it, and believe it in your heart. From now on, every time you get on a conference call and introduce yourself, you just say, hey, this is Bobby Jones, San Antonio, Texas. I'll be NSD by convention, whatever it is. You know, and that's who you are. That's what you tell people. Because as a man believes in his heart, so is he. And we will speak it back to you. And your Ameriplan family and your Ameriplan team will always pour upon you that great, true hope and belief that you can and you will. Now let's talk about number three, the strategy. How are we going to do this? You need to understand the structure of what a national sales director is. Structure, write it down. How are we going to do this? We're going to do this with structure. You received two emails in the last 2 days that had three different lengths, a national sales director chart. These charts that you can open up by email show you the structure of NSD. One of them gives you a blank to print out, fill in the blanks. It's very carefully explained on exactly what a national sales director looks like. If you didn't receive them, you need to send an email to Julie, and she's at trueteam.com. I am steve@trueteam.net. She is julie@trueteam.com. And she's the queen of True Team, and she's doing all the admin. And if you're not getting these emails from me, and you don't know about the charts, and you're sure you've read what was written to you, then you need to write Julie and say, I didn't get the charts. And we'll send them back to you. They need to be printed out. They should be in front of you right now. I mentioned in my last email that I like the whiteboard better. You know, for $14, you can go down to Office Depot, Office Max, or any stationery store and buy you one of them big whiteboards. In the olden days when me and you went to school, we called them chalkboards, but they got fancy now. They don't use chalk. They're not made of slate. They're a kind of a white plastic, and it comes with these erasable markers. And you put it up on your wall, and right at the very top, you write your name, Bob Jones, National Sales Director. And then you start branching off of your name. You come down and branch off who are going to be those three seniors. Under them, who are going to be their RSDs. And you have this, looks like a family tree. And it's more like a family tree than most of our families, mind you. But that's another story in itself. You need to put this up on the wall and have it in front of you, for truly, you're filling in those blanks. That structure, making national sales director, qualifies you for all the money on the table. Now, mama didn't raise no fool. You got in this business to make money. Doesn't it only make sense that you qualify for all the money on the table? If you're not yet an RSD, go do whatever it takes to wrap that up. If you don't know how to wrap that up, call your sponsor tonight or tomorrow and say, I need to wrap up RSD. I'll do whatever it takes. Just tell me what to do, how to do it, and it's done. And then you continue working from there. Now, this structure qualifying for each PIN level starts off as regional sales director. That's your four brokers and six members. Four and six makes you an RSD. Then when you help one of your people, then when you help three of your people make RSD, just like you did, you're promoted to senior regional sales director. Three RSDs, and you're a senior. When one of them, or anyone, actually, makes senior, you're promoted to executive. Two executives makes you a senior executive. I'm sorry, two seniors makes you, yeah, I'm confusing it like mud. Two seniors makes you a senior executive, and three seniors makes you national. That's qualifying for the money, knocking out structure so you can go after the big bucks. You want to knock out structure as quickly as you can. You want to print out those NSD charts. You want to understand those positions that need to be filled. And that's how you build, that's what your organization will look like. That's where the money is. Okay? You make it apply for the money. And we're going to go over those charts in more detail at another time. Where I really want to get with you tonight, because we're running out of time quickly, is to what action to take. Look, you're either going to talk to people in your warm market or your cold market. That means you're going to talk to people that you know, or you're going to talk to people that you don't know. Talking to people that you know, doesn't cost any money. If you have 20 people on your warm market list to call tomorrow, you're in great shape. Call all 20 of them tomorrow. If you don't have 20 people to call, Houston, we have a problem. And the problem is you don't have enough people to talk to realistically enroll enough people to be on the track to make national sales director. That's when we get into the cold market, and we specialize in internet marketing. Now, there's a lot of things you could be doing in your cold market, from sizzle cards to flyers, from booths at the flea market to passing stuff out under every windshield in the Walmart parking lot. I don't recommend, nor do you hear us endorse any of those strategies, because they will cost you more money and time than they will return to you. However, if you're going to get into the cold market, and you have to have more people to talk to than you already have on your list of people that you know, then you need what is Business 101. Business 101. You need an advertising budget. You need an advertising budget. Now, don't misunderstand me, because I'm going to get two emails tomorrow saying, I ain't going to do this. You cost me more money to do this. Now, it doesn't cost you a nickel to do this. All you got to do is go next door and knock on your neighbor's door. If you don't like that, then call everybody on the PTA. If you don't like that, call the people on the church roll. If you don't like that, go down to the mall and start shaking hands. Those are free. Those are free ways to build your business. If you're running out of people to talk to and you're ready to step up to the plate, I recommend you go quickly make RSD by calling in some favors and take all of that money and put it into Business 101. You're an entrepreneur now. We're no longer fooling around. This is an internet gathering. We're not a social club. This is Business 101. The basics of business is advertising. Advertising budget. You're open for business. How are you advertising? Now, we know from experience that the worst way to advertise is to pay money to get your website ranked on a search engine. That's the biggest way to lose your money. The second biggest way to lose your money is to print up a billion flyers. That will cost you three times more than you will make. Those are the two most losing ways to put money into advertising. The number one winning way to put your money into advertising is to buy leads that have already answered ads on the internet looking to make money from home, and those people are searching for an alternative. There is some good leads out there. The number one best way to create these prospects is with Mailbox Studio. If you're an RSD and above and you have reasonable computer skills, you want to be in Mailbox Studio. This has custom emails that are mailed out to all these leads on a drip system. You know, drip, drip, drip. We call it a drip system because it's like Chinese torture water drill. It's dripping these emails on all these people regularly from your system. They know your name. You control your drip system. You need above average computer skills. You should be an RSD or above. You should be a full-time broker, probably. So with this tool, we can buy buy leads, put them into our autoresponder, and then drip on them until they choose to read the email, click on the link, and complete our survey online. That generates for you the very best prospect that can be generated. No system, no vendor, no leads purchase can compete with a mailbox generated prospect. Nobody else is going to know your name. Nobody else is going to know your email address. Nobody else is going to see your picture on your About Me page. The number one hottest prospects always were and always will be the prospects you generate with Mailbox Studio. But more than half of you on this call tonight are not ready for Mailbox Studio. You're beginners. You're just starting out. You maybe still have people in your warm market to talk to. You may be ready to spend a few bucks to buy some leads. You're ready to get plugged into a system. I'm going to be telling you more about this iPro Direct system this week, but I have very high hopes and very high expectations for iPro Direct. Here's a little bit more insider info. This week, they're going to begin selling the same live surveyed leads that Cutting Edge Media has been selling. Live, you sign up for a program, you get them in your inbox each day, depending upon how many you buy for the month. They break it down and deliver them to you each day, live, except they're exclusive. Nobody else is going to have that name and number, so you won't be calling and competing with every Excel and Melaleuca rep in the nation. All right, that's a very cool thing to have an exclusive prospect like that. So if you're not ready, not into Mailbox Studio, not equipped for it, either financially or with the computer skills, not qualified because you're not yet an RSD, you haven't discussed it with your sponsor, that's the first thing you obviously do is discuss it with your sponsor. Then you need to get into a system and you need to buy prospects. Notice I did not say buy leads. Buy prospects. If you don't have a good email platform, you don't need to just buy leads and count on email. You need to buy prospects, people that have already completed a survey. Not only will iPro Direct begin to sell live, every day, surveyed prospects this week, but they're also going to begin to sell live member leads this week. It's all very, very good, and I have a lot of hope in them. And boy, they're really proving themselves to me in a lot of ways, or I wouldn't be given this endorsement. Now, having said that, iPro Direct has a big hole in it because their email platform is terrific, but their emails suck. So I'm going to, as soon as I return from the top producer trip, work with them on their email platform to help bump their email efficiency up a notch. In the meantime, buy live surveyed prospects, phone verified prospects, and this week will be member prospects, people that you have high quality phone numbers to call them and they are looking for a home-based business. The number one no-no when you call this prospect is to say, do you remember answering an ad on the internet and completing the survey for iPro Direct? When you say that, you're committing professional suicide. We know by experience that is the suicidal thing to say. However, those who say, is Bobby there? Yeah, this is Bobby. Hi, Bobby. My name is Steve Lutzenberg. I don't know if my name's ringing a bell to you or not, but you recently answered an ad on the internet about making money from home. If you can make an extra $250 to $500 a week starting right now, Bobby, would that help you? If you say that, you will win. If you quiz them about their internet searching, you will offend them, they will defend themselves, and you will create an adversary. It's plain, simple psychology. Read the script word for word, and you will become a millionaire. Go off track 1% to the left or 1% to the right, and you're part of the attrition that breaks our heart. This is not brain surgery. It's following a step-by-step methodical system. If you're not ready for Postmaster, you've worked that out with your sponsor. I'm recommending iPro Direct. That's exclusive stuff there. They're very high quality. And Daniel, my son, was the number one recruiter in all of Ameriplan in August using them. I know it works. In order to buy leads, you need an advertising budget. And we're going to wrap up on this and a strategy based upon what I know is coming. If you're going to be involved in internet marketing or cold marketing, if you don't have a never-ending list of people to talk to, and if you're not just going to go down to the mall and shake hands and meet people blind, then you need an advertising budget. This is an entire training call in its own. But to summarize it real quickly for you here before we go into a specific strategy based upon what I know, let me tell you this. Put on a couple of pieces of business, get the check in the mail, and then go buy the right prospects with it. Business 101, reinvestment advertising budget. Look, I worked my first 15 months in Ameriplan, and it sure wasn't because I loved being a slave. I hated being a slave. I was doing terrible at being a slave. I was becoming the most unemployable man on earth being a slave. But I worked the first 15 months because I had a family to feed and an advertising budget to support. And I understand delayed gratification. I'm not a teenager looking for instant remote control. I am a businessman, an entrepreneur. I am a top income earner. And I was saying that when I didn't have three nickels to rub together and couldn't add them up to a quarter because I had no business sense at all. You are what you think. You need an advertising budget. You need to reinvest in your business. If you do this repeatedly in quality, you're what we call a national sales director. There is no other way. The quicker you establish and reinvest financially properly into your advertising budget, that will determine the speed with which you make the national sales director. How many brokers do you need to put on? When you make regional sales director, calling in your four and six favors just to make it happen, basically we know if you're going to do this in internet marketing, you need to go put on about another 20 or 30 brokers to make senior. Okay? To put on 20 or 30 brokers, you're going to have to talk to hundreds of people. The quicker you do that will be determined by the speed with which you reinvest, establishing your advertising budget, and talk to a lot of people. I hate to bring it down to that four-letter word, work, but that's where we are, guys. Based upon what I know, which I can't tell you, but I know what I know, the strategy right now is not to knock out structure with whatever it takes. We've got a couple of people here that are working on just knocking out their structure. Let me shift you and tell you right now, go wide. Put all the business on your front line right now. Now, if you're a moment's breath away from executive or away from senior or away from national, you can call me and I'll give you an exception, no problem. But basically, everybody on this call needs to go wide right now. That means put everybody on your front line, put a lot of brokers on your front line, go put on 30 brokers as quickly as you can so that when the next thing happens, and I know when and what, I can take you to the next step and help you reach your goal as quickly as possible. All right? Really know what I'm doing here. Really huge success for those that can follow this. It's time to go wide right now. Put the business on your front line and then follow the fluid proven system because there's some really, really cool stuff coming. It's all out massive action for us, guys. There's no doubt about it. We're at the point right now where business is booming. The leads are great. Those live phone surveyed leads gives you people to talk to every day. The mailbox studio so beats Postmaster, it's almost hysterical. The more I learn about it, the more I shake my head and wonder what in the world we're doing. Tom Fennell with Postmaster just got back in his house. I mean, with Mailbox Studio, just got back in his house. He lost everything in the hurricane. So there was a delay there, but he's back in the game now. And there's some phenomenal tools at our disposal. we're going to begin some daily conference calls. This is big news to many of you, but there's going to be a conference call at noon every day, and it's going to be a basic training call on setting up your website, buying ICP2 and how to plug in. Then there's going to be another conference call in the evening. We're going into all out massive action for this season, and the leaders are all going to step up as a true team and take a piece of this thing. You have everything you're needed at your disposal. Claim it and then walk in those shoes, and you're going to celebrate with us in such a huge way. Julie and I want you to know we can't wait to meet you in Anaheim. We really, really love this. It's a big blast for us to hug your neck and have an opportunity just to meet you and shake your hand and be with you. Bring your spouse. Come and meet us in Anaheim. Go register now. Buy your tickets while they're as cheap as they could be. If you wait within 14 days of the event, the price of airfare doubles, so do it now. And then come and meet us. We're going to have a great time. Stay tuned to True Team Support. I'm going to take you through this thing step by step. Go wide right now. Understand the structure. Get Business 101, your advertising budget knocked out, even if you got to flip burgers, cut grass, or shovel snow to do it, and you're on your way to the top. For truly, the delayed gratification involved here is the most worthwhile 2 years you'll have ever spent. We love you very much. Thanks for joining me on this Sunday night special edition of True Team Support, and we wish you a great evening. Let's get in the game and go for it. It's all out, massive action, guys.